Okay, so today is June 3rd, hard to believe, but it is. And this is the emotional tune-up class. So welcome, everybody. And for all of those that are going to be joining us later listening to the replay on this, whatever transmissions are coming through, you'll still benefit from all of that. If we do any kind of a meditation or energy work or anything like that, it all comes through on this. So you guys can listen to this class a number of times and still benefit from that, okay? So what we're going to do is I'm gonna target this class to the series, to work the series, right? So what you're gonna get in this first class is an overview of what's coming with this lunar eclipse in Sagittarius that we're having on Friday, right? It's gonna be very, very big moon. It's bringing in a lot of stuff. And so what we're going to do is we're going to talk about how to navigate the energy coming into this particular moon. And then the buildup from that is going to be over the course of the next 2 weeks until we get to the solar eclipse, which will be in Cancer. Okay. And then 2 weeks after that will be the next lunar eclipse. And I believe that's in Capricorn. So this is not going to be from, you know, a typical astrologer's perspective, because that's not my line of work, but we're going to be talking about the flow of energy, how it's affecting us on a planetary level, and what we are wanting to see, you know, take place for us individually and also on a collective level, which is going to be important. All right. So as I'm going through this, what I want you to know most important here is that nothing that I'm going to say holds any kind of judgment, right? I don't operate that way. So I don't have a judgment for anything in particular. When I'm talking about an energy somebody might hold or a circumstance, it's just to make a point of what the energy is that we're all playing in or existing in, okay? And it's not specific to any particular thing. Let me just say that. Because this is affecting us not only in this now moment, in this lifetime, but this is affecting us in every single incarnation that we have ever experienced, right? And everything is cumulative. And for those that of you that have followed my work for even, you know, since let's say January, you know that I've been writing about the collective timeline shift where the third dimensional timelines are literally dissolving from the electromagnetic field of the Earth. They have been doing that for a while, but, you know, as humans, we're still attached in a very emotional way. So if you think about from the perspective of Gaia, and Gaia not really holding emotion, we humans do that, and we hold it in such a way that we feed a collective that is a consciousness, and that consciousness then is continually in flow with us, and we are in flow with it, sometimes on a very unconscious level, okay? So that's what we're going to be talking about on this first class. And what I also want you to know is that while I am talking specifically to the collective consciousness, you are going to see how this is affecting you on a personal level or people that you're connected to on a personal level, and start to understand how some of this is influencing your personal life, right? Now, you're all going to get a copy of the recording. It'll be available to you within 48 hours. So you don't really have to take notes. You can if you want to, but you don't have to. So you will get a copy of everything that's here. And if you have questions along the way, you can do one of two things. If it's a real pressing question and it pertains to what we're in the middle of discussing, then you can either type it into the chat box, which is located at the bottom of your screen, or you can raise your hand. I will see that. And I will, at the next breath I take where I'm about to transition to something, I'll open the floor and then you can come on live with me and dialogue that, right? Or if you're really wanting to just stay in the flow of all this and wait until the end to ask your question, we can talk it out then. So you have plenty of opportunities to ask your questions and receive information. Okay, so everybody should go home from this, or go home from this. Isn't that funny? Everybody should leave here from this, you know, feeling fulfilled. And that's my goal, that everybody gets exactly what they are needing from this session. So while we're beginning this, the most important thing is to talk about those timelines. So what's happening, and for those of you that are not aware of timelines, if you're confused about something I'm saying, let me know so that in the process of me saying it, I can clarify it, right? So you could throw a note up that says timelines, question mark, and then that'll be a cue for me to go in and talk about timelines, okay? So timelines right now are dissolving from the earth, right? So from within Gaia. So if you think about Gaia, the earth, right? It appears to be round. And then around the earth is an electromagnetic field. You call it a toroidal torus. That's the other part of what this is. It is a torus field, and it's moving in gyrations, right? It's got its movement. And so around the electromagnetic field of the earth is the records of the Akash, right? And this is how the Akashic records are kept. So what happens is in this situation now, especially going back to January 13th, we started to actually bifurcate or separate 3D from the Earth's surface, right? So we're separate, it's pulling out of the Earth's surface. It's literally dissolving. And every night that you guys are going to sleep, you're actually working within the Akashic records in your dream state. Okay, that's some of those crazy dreams that you're experiencing, not realizing what it is that you're dreaming about. You wake up in the morning and you're like, oh my God, I was wearing a monkey suit, riding a bicycle, eating a banana. What the heck does that mean, right? And then you'll spend the day, the next couple of weeks, trying to figure it out. Don't do that, because what's happening now is dreams are really becoming very, very important for how we're clearing the Akashic records. So in a dream like that, that would be equated to a higher learning dream or connecting in a higher realm. And what happens is your human Rolodex of information does not have the information from, let's say, 4D, 5D, 6D, 7D, right? So you don't have that information in your Rolodex of intelligent knowledge. And so it's the same thing as you going to a foreign country and somebody speaks to you in their language and you're like, I have no idea what he's saying. Well, you haven't studied that language. So that language is technically not within the Rolodex of your human knowledge, okay? So that's how that works. So when we're having those kinds of dreams, we want to just acknowledge it. Oh, maybe I was in a higher learning state and now I wake up and I don't remember it. Don't get stuck on it. That is how we're clearing the Akashic records now, okay? And it's happening very quickly. And you might even notice that it's happening during moments of meditation, right? So an example of that would be what happened to me today. So today, this morning, before I got my day started, I saw that the sun was out and I'm like, oh, I'm going to run outside and just get my 10 minutes of sunlight and just kick back for a few minutes and then come in and work on some of the information I need for class and some writing and other things like that, right? And so as I'm laying out there, all of a sudden, I hit my zone with relaxation, right? Because I'm doing this deep breathing relaxation. I hit my zone. And the next thing I know, my face starts to tingle, right? This tingling that we experience is actually star particles. So that is that's the crystalline light codes that's within your physical body, right? Coming online and connecting you to that aspect of you that is more galactic, more higher level intel, if you say, right? And so with that, my face was starting to tingle. And the next thing I knew, my pineal gland just blew right open, right? I'm very clairvoyant, but my pineal gland blew open. And the next thing I know, I have this awareness that I'm actually looking into the face mask of one of the astronauts from the SpaceX flight from the other day. Now, I don't care about that, right? That's not my stuff. That doesn't really resonate with me, but yet there it was, right? So I honored it and stayed in it, because sometimes we go, oh, I don't like that. I'm going to leave that and go somewhere else, right? But I have done this so many times. I knew, stay in the work. Let's see where this goes. And the next bit of information was looking in the mask, now I can see through his face. And as I'm looking at his face, now it's become apparent that my face has overlaid his face in the view of the mask. Okay, so now I'm looking at the astronaut, the plexiglass, and then see the reflection of my face superimposed on top of his face. And I'm like, what the heck does this mean? Right? But I'm staying in it. I'm staying with it. I'm not moving. I'm writing this out. And so the next thing that happens is as I'm having this, I feel myself all of a sudden being pulled through a spiraling timeline, right? So now when we talk about timelines, everything spins or spirals, right? Timeline spiral too, they're spiraling in a continuous line, right? And so let me just draw this real quick for you guys, because then this would really kind of help you understand. So when we connect with something that we are feeling like we've done before, or we've connected, or we can't seem to let go of, so let's take relationships. We've all done this. We're in the same relationship over and over again, right? And it's because we haven't cleared that aspect of the timeline. So we keep spiraling through, we hit it again. We let it go, we hit it again, because we haven't finished the work in that sense, okay? So we're constantly spiraling through this spiral. So here I am going down this spiraling timeline. Now I've still got his face and my face superimposed. And the next thing I know, I see Mount Rushmore superimposed over our faces, right? And now it's like I see an outline of like 4th of July. And I'm like, what the heck does that mean? So after this was all over, I messaged a friend of mine who's more versed in this stuff than I am, because I don't really follow that deeply with any of this stuff. And she's like, oh, there's supposed to be a big celebration this 4th of July out at Mount Rushmore. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she's like, it's going to have something to do with the president. And I'm like, okay. Well, so look at that though, right? My connection to it is not being focused in specifics, but it's letting me know that there's something significant that's going to be taking place July 4th at Mount Rushmore, right? Do I have a desire to go there? Because she's going. And when Mount Rushmore showed up, I was like, let me ask somebody that knows. So she said to me, because she asked me months ago if I wanted to go, and I was like, no. So she asked me, do you feel like going now? Like, did that spark it? And I'm like, no, it still didn't spark it. I don't feel like going. I think this is just information I'm supposed to process and take in, right? So, but what's happened is in the allowing of this is really important, in the allowing of this, for me to allow myself to have that moment where I was tuned in, I did not judge, right? It's very important. I did not judge the information coming through. So I was allowing myself to have that fullness of it all the way through to the end. And then I very quickly wrote it all down. Okay. And the next thing that happened was this fiery orange fire dragon that I haven't seen in years and years and years, because I work with some dragon energy, showed up. And it's a fourth dimensional dragon, right? Accessible to all of you. And this fourth dimensional fire dragon actually assists and supports us in not only clearing fourth dimensional distortions out of our way, because you have to remember, we're playing in the fourth dimensional field, the astral plane, and that has a spectrum of frequencies in it. So it's lower fourth dimensional field all the way up until you hit fifth dimension. So it's like tuning your radio station on your card radio dial, right? You're tuning, going up the spectrum to the higher stations, right? So fourth dimension is like that until you get into fifth dimensional consciousness, right? So it's really important to be aware of all that. So anytime you're feeling challenged, right? We have a lot of challenges taking place on the earth right now. A lot of fear coming up as we're working to clear these timelines that we're in of injustice and abuse of power, right? We've been playing the abuse of power timeline since October of 2017, when we went into the Me Too movement and Hugh Hefner passed away. And you know, think about how that all plays in. That was very patriarchal based, right? All of the sexual innuendos and the distortions and everything that was playing out at that time. So these fire dragons are accessible to all of us, right? So this is opening you up to make you more playful with the energy that's coming through so that you're seeing that there is other options here for you to tune into, to tap into. And these higher aligned energies, the frequencies that we're in, are going to open up your psychic pathways very quickly. Okay, so all of you are going to start to notice yourselves feeling more in tune, feeling more telepathic, right? Feeling more connected. And so as that's coming in, acknowledge it. When we acknowledge it, we get more of it. And it's more fun to play in because we're acknowledging it. Okay. So this energy that we're in, it started building in May. And so May is it's a 5 month, right? So if we go back to March when this really started, like I think around March 14th that we had this whole thing with COVID-19, right? And think about it from this perspective. We were all locked in. We were all constricted. We were restricted, right? Doesn't feel good. And in that constriction, we became contracted, contracting in fear, right? Fear contracts us. And so in the month of March, March is a three number, we want to start expanding. What's coming after March? Spring, right? We want to start to expand. We want to start to stretch our wings. We've been in cocoon mode for months, and now it's time for us to expand. But we couldn't expand in March because we were restricted to staying in. So what happened is that we went into this restriction. Fear started to build. We started to build in the timelines of those past timelines that are trying to pull out of our fields, right? As it's already released from Gaia, but it is still pulling out of our field. And it's that whole abuse of power, the whole patriarchal, right? And so we kind of saw that with being told by the president, you have to stay in the house now, because there's a problem. And believe it or not, in the United States, because of the energy here in the United States, it's like our father was sending us to our room, right? That's kind of how it felt. And the president represents that father-like patriarchal energy, okay? So here we are in this state of contraction as we're wanting to be expanded, because we're all wanting to be expanded. And so we're in the state of contraction. We go into April, and now April is the foundations, right? April is four. It's all about foundations. And we're wanting to put our foundations down, and we're wanting to get ready to change in May, because May is a five, and five is about change, right? It's about freedom. And it has us wanting to just spread our wings and go and grow. And here we're told now again, really can't move around too much or be out too much, because now we're facing all of this protesting and rioting stuff that's taking place, right? So what's happening is we're kind of needing to adjust ourselves to be in the flow of what is taking place. For many of us, depending on where you live and how it's focused in your area, some of this will be seen and more visual, and some of it will be unseen but just felt, right? And depending on how you're tuning in will depend on how you're receiving it in your energetic field through your mental emotional field and experiencing that. So all of this is requiring that we adjust to be in the flow. Now, I will tell you that we are currently in a 6 month, and six for me is about communication. It's about how we all communicate with each other, right? And share our thoughts and our feelings. But it's also about listening and hearing each other, right? Hearing each other and taking it all in and seeing what the needs are. And then running it through our filter, our heart center, and saying, is this true for me? Does this feel right for me? Does this feel like my truth? And if it feels like my truth, how should I navigate this? If this doesn't feel like my truth, how do I navigate this, right? Because what might be true for one might not be true for somebody else, and that has to be okay. And we have to look at it from different perspectives and say, well, you know, I have dealt with that already and don't really see myself needing to deal with that situation again. However, I do need to deal with this situation, so let me tackle this, right? And that has to be okay, because if we're stepping back to tackle something that we've already tackled that makes us feel, you know, uncomfortable, or if it feels redundant in any way, then we're just re-anchoring that timeline, that energetic field, back into our energy field, and we don't want to do that because that'll weigh us down. Okay, so I hope that makes sense to everybody. And if anybody has any questions, you can let me know. So this time that we're in, and I've been writing about this for years, calling it the ascension process, right? Because it is our ascension. We started out in 2012, December 21st, 2012, as a spiritual ascension in our spiritual consciousness. And then that 7 year corridor ended December 21st, 2019. And when that happened, it shifted Gaia on January 13th of this year to go into her physical ascension. Okay, so that's where we are now. It's becoming more physicalized. And you could see that in our physical experience, right? Being that we are not feeling our freedom. It's feeling very physicalized. So this is a catalyst. This whole thing is a catalyst for our awakening, to awaken us to a greater degree. So those of us who are awake and are doing the work and are in flow and understand what the consciousness is presenting and understand where we're supposed to be heading as a collective on the earth are going to be the ones that are going to be supporting those that are not yet awake or not yet conscious or not yet aware, however you'd like to say it. And so this is happening now through communication, and we will start to see that more than ever in the way that we are choosing to communicate with each other in this month of June. Right? So the energy right now that's coming through is this very, very strong heartfelt desire for self-expression. And we're seeing that there is a need in the collective for equality, for the voices to be heard, right? So, I say that toward the actual collective that is wanting to express that, not the dynamic of what we're seeing played out, because there's a little bit of muddiness in this whole thing that has kind of derailed the beauty of what this was supposed to be and has made it something completely different and detracted from it, right? So we don't want to get confused by that, but we want to stay with the understanding that this is on a collective level for the need for self-expression. And so that's a big thing right now, as people are wanting to be heard. And if you look, you're going to start to see other collectives starting to pop up wanting to be heard. You know, within the collective of the movement that's happening now, we're seeing a lot of young people stepping forward saying, hey, I would like to be heard. I feel like my voice doesn't have any weight, or it doesn't have any power, right? So now another movement is coming forward within the collective movement of the original movement, right? So all of these little dynamics are starting to play out in this, and we're going to see more of this as everybody is kind of sifting and sorting through what it is that they are really needing to bring to the surface. And this is going to be very, very important in the next couple of months as we move forward. And the a catalyst for this started back in July of last year, when we activated freedom codes, right? On 4th of July, we activated some really powerful freedom codes. Everybody was feeling it. I was on vacation, but I remember waking up that morning going, something is happening, and I need to talk to people about expressing themselves and feeling free in doing that. And then I realized it was the light code streaming in for freedom. And so now, as we had hit the timeline of this January 13th split, we are also seeing that we have new codes coming in, which are the Trinity codes, where we're healing the divine feminine, divine masculine split that has been separated for centuries. You know, we haven't healed that. And, you know, men have suffered greatly in that, more than women have. Men have suffered. But it's at a point now where we're starting to bring that together again, and we're starting to come together and heal that dynamic through the integration of divine masculine, divine feminine, and that energy together then creates the divine child. And the divine child, believe it or not, is creativity. And creativity brings us into 5D consciousness. So when we're at our maximum creative, you know, zest, right? Like when we're in the midst of like a brainstorm of creation, and you're feeling that excitement and that flow and that bubbling over, and that's 5D. When you can't stop feeling giddy and you're laughing and you're excited, right? That's 5D. That's where we are wanting to get. So with this, we are seeing the Trinity, which is the union, the coming together, the patriarchal abusive power being healed in all facets, right? And we're going to see more of this coming to the light as we start to sort through what is taking place with all of this rioting and separate out Black Lives Matter. And then now we're going to have probably another collective consciousness of young people that are wanting to step forward and be heard because they feel like their voices have not mattered. So we're going to see that happen and that coming forward. And I feel like there's going to be an opportunity for a lot of change, a lot of shift, but we are all going to have to do our best to be good listeners, because that's what's going to be needed here. While we want to be heard, we also want to be listeners. And while we're wanting to share, we're needing to really do that through, you know, being responsive and not reactive. When people are reactive, it's from a constricted or contracted perspective, which is through anger. And so we don't want to be in that state of reaction. We want to be in the state of response, right? So that requires that we hear, we listen, we hear, and then we respond. Reactionary people are not even listening. They're not hearing. They're just reacting because they're in their head the whole time you're talking and they're just figuring out what they're going to do next, right? So there's no pause point, all right? So that's what's happening. And then the resurrection. So this is all setting up on a planetary level for liberation for everybody, right? For everybody to feel at peace within themselves, to feel comfortable within themselves, no matter who you are, no matter where you come from, no matter what your background is, right? And no matter what you do for a living, no matter what kind of hobbies you have, it does not matter. This is on a collective planetary level as we raise the awakening, the collective awakening of the family, of our family, our planetary family, okay? And so with this divine feminine aspect that's coming up, that's needing to be healed, we're going to see a lot with emotions coming up. A lot of belief systems are going to be coming to the surface to be challenged, to be healed, to be held, right? And that requires us to stay in our heart center. Now, for many right now with what's playing out, and you know, this is myself included, a lot of this can feel really scary, right? How many times during the day does it reflect in your thoughts with everything that's taking place for this desire to be safe or have safety again, and it doesn't quite feel safe, right? So we're kind of playing out that right now. So let's talk about that for a second, because that's important. So when it comes down to our emotions, what's really important to have an awareness of is that the way that our body operates is our thoughts trigger like a spark of electricity. It happens so fast. And it happens without us even having an awareness, right? Because thoughts being mental are like electricity. The minute we have that thought, what happens? Are we not often running in our head? Yeah, we're running in our head and we're light years away from where we are in this moment, okay? And so when we're off and running in our head and we're not here present in the now, our emotional body, which is heavier and denser, it's magnetic in nature. Because it's magnetic, it wants to catch up with our thoughts, and it can't, because our thoughts are like a sprinter and our emotional body is like a sumo wrestler, right? Imagine the sumo wrestler trying to run after the sprinter. It's big. He's big, dense, and heavy. Not going to happen, right? Because he's slow. He's not meant to do that. That's not his job, right? Sumo wrestlers are wrestlers. They wrestle in one place. Sprinters are very fast. They go. So this is where we have to start working through the emotional body and start learning how to bring our thoughts back online and keep our thoughts from running out into the future, because that's what creates stress and tension, frustration, anger, all of the above, okay? And so why that's important is because from a very high perspective, okay, this reality that we're existing in is a holographic reality. Now, I know you're all aware of that, okay? But what that means is that if you think about the law of attraction and you really look at it and see why it doesn't work, it doesn't work because we've always been in a dualistic, polarized environment energetically, right? Which means that if there's something good, there could be something bad. If there's love, there's hate, etc. Okay. And so in these past years, it really required us to be extremely focused in order to attract in what it was that we were desiring, because it meant that we really had to sit with this and be very physicalized in our desire, really experiencing it from a very deep emotional level in order to connect the thoughts and the emotions, right? Because most of the time, the emotional body engages without us having to do anything, because the thoughts, the mental part of us, happen so fast, right? How many of you have had a thought and all of a sudden the thought is snowballing and it just gets away from you and you're like, oh my God, what the heck just happened? My thoughts are down the road and I'm light years away from today and I'm thinking about 10 years out into the future and I can't get myself back, right? And that energy that's expended, that's putting yourself out there like that, is then trying to connect to the emotional part of you, which can be very, very uncomfortable to do, right? So if we are super present, we're always in the awareness of how you're feeling, how we are thinking, how we're creating our thoughts, right? So let's use tonight. So tonight, right? For those that may be feeling like there might be a challenge in their neighborhood, a challenge with the family, a challenge with a friend, whatever it is, right? Let's say we're worrying about that individual, okay? Because we all deal with this, worrying about that individual. And so the first thing that happens is we have that thought, that flash happens fast. It's like, have a flash. And then the next thing you know, it's like the thought goes, you're not even aware of it. And now it's spinning and it's out of control. It's going down that spiral rabbit hole, right? And you're chasing it with your emotional body. And now you're feeling yourself getting anxious and getting frustrated and getting maybe fearful. And the next thing you know, you're not even aware, but you're starting to have these thoughts about what's going to happen, right? That's what happens. So when we have that and we have that thought of what might be happening, in that moment that we're having that thought and we're feeling that frustration, the best thing that we could do would be to tap ourselves on the shoulder and remind ourselves, hey, we're having a thought and this thought is now getting out of control and this is why I'm feeling this way, right? This takes practice. It does, because it requires that we practice being very present and very focused and very conscious of our thoughts. And it's work. That's work. And so in that work of being conscious and being present, the other part of that that kind of marries together and goes hand in hand is to do a check-in, right? Check in with yourself. Check in to see, where is your truth? What is true for you? Okay, so I'll give you an example and then we're going to do a little meditation so that you can all tune in and feel this. Okay, so a couple nights ago, might have been Tuesday, there were a whole bunch of reports that there were going to be rioters and protesters out in my area, like very, very close to where I am. And so, you know, what was interesting was to see the dynamic of the ego at play. Okay, so my higher self is like, there's nothing to worry about. Don't worry about it. Got this. It's okay, right? That's the voice of the higher self, okay? But if your ego is, warning, warning, oh my God, there's a panic, there's a problem, oh my God, prepare, lock the doors, do this, right? Do you think you're going to hear, got this, don't worry about it. Cake, no worry, you're good, don't worry, right? You're not going to hear that. You're never going to hear that because the ego is so loud, you're never going to hear that. So the work is in recognizing the minute you navigate away from zero point field, right? When we're in divine neutrality is where we're focused in now in this timeline that we're in, right? And I know some of you that have worked with me before know this, and you're doing the work and you're working through the divine neutrality and keeping yourself, pretty centered, right? So for those of you that are not sure what that is, when we're in divine neutrality, we look at everything that's happening in our awareness, right? No matter what it is. And we're looking at it and we're in a state of being and we're present in that state of being. And we look at it and we say, okay, I acknowledge that that is happening. I acknowledge that this is the way this is. And I see it, but I am not taking it in physically. I am not going to be one with that energy physically. On a physical level, I am not taking it in. I am not allowing it to enter my body, enter my field. If you have already done that and haven't caught yourself doing that, that would be the moment, right in that moment, to say, okay, I have already gotten myself worked up over this. I'm upset over it, and I want to shift this. And that would be the time where we go into our heart center, right? But if you can look at it prior to getting to that place and seeing what's playing out in front of you and not play into the emotional aspect, it would look like this. It would look like you, your body, your field, suddenly becomes a calendar with holes in it. So you're taking the information coming in, right? And as the information coming in, it's just pouring out of you because it doesn't have that stronghold on you. It doesn't have that emotional impact on you. It's not going to have that stronghold feeling for you, right? So this is really important to have this understanding that when we are navigating an emotional situation that we are perceiving, and to that word, it's very important, perception, perceivings, when we are perceiving, okay, that something is overwhelming or could be overwhelming, we have to check that thought. And we're going to say, where is my perception? Is my perception being held in a place that is overwhelming me now, right? Has my thought run amok? Has my thought gotten away from me? That it is my perception now that this is really going to be bad, right? And so that would be number one. So checking your perception. That in that moment of checking your perception, you're going to say, have I allowed whatever is being put on me, whether it's the news or a friend or a loved one or work or anything else? Am I allowing what's coming my way to come into me like a colander or a sieve and just flow through me so that I could stay in my perfection of 0 point non-judgment so I can be very clear and be very rational with what is taking place. Does everybody understand that? That's like a really important tool, really super important for navigating these pathways, right? And I'm going to explain why. So those would be the first two steps, right? Checking your perspective and then seeing how it is in your field. Are you letting it pass through your field, right? And the reason this is important is if you go back to what I said earlier about this reality being holographic, and you think about it from the perspective of your energetic body, then we could also say that if you go back to that law of attraction and also the law of one, right? So law of attraction says you are, and so you attract what you are. So whatever you are, whatever you are putting out, whatever you are expressing to the universe is what you're attracting back, right? You might think that you're putting out good vibes, but you haven't shifted high enough and your energetic body is still holding that lower frequency. So you're only receiving lower frequency things back to you. Okay. Really, really important. Law of one, you and everything in the universe are one. Everything in your universe is one with you. Okay. So very, very important to have that awareness and that understanding, because this means if you are one with everything, then you are in vibrational alignment with everything. And when we're in vibrational alignment with everything, we are in a state of divine neutrality. Okay, really very important. So going back to the holographic reality. Now, if you think about it from this perspective, so the higher you raise your frequency, right? The more you raise your frequency, the higher you go, the better your experience is going to be, because the things that are in that higher frequency are nicer than in the lower frequency, because the lower frequency is the third dimensional distortion, right? The higher fifth dimensional frequency is where we have, you know, a better opportunity for money, right? We might not have to work as hard, and yet the money flows in abundantly to us, right? It is a perspective, right? So earning money would be one of those things where it's a perspective. We look at it, it's a program running. We hold the perspective that our generational lineage has told us that in order to make a lot of money, we have to work very hard. And we've all heard that, okay? And so for some, that really resonates. And for others, that doesn't really resonate, because it's like, I know that that money is out there just waiting for me. I just have to hit that higher vibrational alignment and that money will start flowing in, right? And we always know when we do, because it does show up. It just starts showing up, right? So for some of you that know that, you know that. You guys know that, right? And so that is how that works. It just works that way, because it's in that vibrational alignment. If you're someone that has a problem with lack or abundance, you've placed money in a higher vibrational state of being. You just have to raise your vibration to hit where you have placed money with your perception. Okay? Does that make sense to you guys? It's really important. So same thing with everything else. So the other night when I was sitting, I'm giving you my tools, because this is the work I do. I do this work, right? So the other night I'm sitting and I start getting texts. And the texts are telling me that there's a group that is dangerous, that's going to be heading out this way, and that they are on a hunt for, I don't know, certain things, whatever, you know. It was all this hearsay stuff. And so, you know, when you're reading it, and I'm still human, and I'm reading it, and I'm getting the information coming in through my cell phone from several sources, and all of a sudden I could feel my energy coming up, and it was like my energy was choking me. I felt like it was choking, and I was like, oh my God, this is awful. I'm feeling fear. And I'm like, oh, wait, I'm feeling fear. Okay, wait. Okay, so this is my process. So I said, okay, everything in my reality is created by me, right? So let me go into my heart center and do a check, and let's see how this looks, right? So close my eyes, got myself centered, and I started breathing in and out my nose, right? And as I'm breathing in and out my nose, I'm taking these very long breaths in, very slow, long breaths out, and I bring myself right into my heart center. And as I come into my heart center, I feel myself fill my entire body, because now my higher self, everything, I'm in embodiment phase. And I say, do I feel safe in this moment? And the answer was yes. Okay. And so I was like, okay, so what am I fearing then? So when I got really quiet and I sat with this, I realized that what I was feeling and tuning into was the fear coming with the text from the other person that was sending the text, right? And they were holding a lot of fear. And I thought, well, that's not my fear. I don't feel that. And do I feel safe in my environment? Yeah. Okay. So I went back into my heart center and I stayed there for a second and I said, okay, now I'm going to take a higher level snapshot of my house and the surroundings and see. Tuning in, does it feel like there's going to be any distraction here around my house at all? And again, the answer was no, right? I feel safe. And so I just kept doing this until I reassured myself that I really am safe. And my perceptions and energy create my reality. So I don't want to create a reality that's unsafe, and I don't want to create anything happening or coming here, because that will be the reality that I will create and experience in my experience, because everything in our reality is a hologram, and it's constantly shifting and moving based on your thoughts, right? So if you, let's say we're going to get a job, you wanted to get a job, and your thoughts in the beginning were, God, a job in my field is going to be impossible. And you're submitting your resume, and every time you hit send, you're submitting it with that feeling that's overwhelming, that's going, oh my God, this is just awful. I'm never going to get a job, blah, blah. And you're spending months and you're not getting a job. And then all of a sudden, you know, something happens. You take a class like this and everything changes. And now you're like, all right, well, maybe I can get that job. Maybe that's not too far out of my reach. And you have a shift in energy and you hit send, and suddenly you get like three responses back, people looking for you to come in for an interview. And you're like, holy cow, what the heck happened, right? Well, your perception changed. Your energy changed. So what you did was you attracted in that energy to your field and said, this is what I want. I would like to have this, right? And there's still maybe some uncertainty, because this is a process, guys. It's a process of sifting and sorting and shifting through to know what it is that you want and how you're going to experience that, how you're going to receive that, right? So in these turbulent times, we have to stay present, and we have to use this means to check in with ourselves and say, is this my truth? How does this feel? Does this feel true for me? Okay. So that's how we want to navigate this. Is this, you know, so another example of this, right? When it started that we had to wear the masks. Now, I've cleared so much from myself, right? That I just felt like, I knew I was at this place. And so when they told us that we had to wear the masks in public and this and that, my inner being was screaming like a demon. It was like, no, I don't want to do this, right? And I was like, this is very interesting. Where is this coming from? Okay. And then I realized it was the timelines of abuse of power and the timelines of Armageddon, clearing the earth's plane. And I'm like, oh, this is not my energy, right? So, you know, in the beginning, went along, did what we had to do, whatever. And I'm not going to lie to you guys, I was so uncomfortable going into a store with tons of people in it, not because I feared COVID, because that was never, ever, I don't hold that kind of fear. But what I was feeling coming up through my physical body were the timelines of injustice and abuse of power, where, you know, I've done a lot of research on this, and have a lot of friends that have done a lot of research on this. But, you know, back in centuries back, they used gags over the mouth to repress people from having free speech, right? In many instances. Okay. And so I was tuning into all of that emotion that was clearing the earth plane. So it was a constant shift back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And I kept saying, why don't I like this? Why does this not feel good? Why is this, you know, and so not wanting to hold the judgment, not wanting to judge myself or anybody else for that matter, right? But it was a constant play back and forth. And this is how you're going to find it. Because this is probably going to go on a little bit longer. You know, from one perspective, could even go on for another couple of weeks through the month of June until we get to the number 7. And 7 is about spirituality, right? So when we hit 7, which is July, we're going to see another shift in dynamic, which is going to impart more light codes and open and expand things. And 7 brings us into a state of higher spirituality. So we're going to see another wave of awakening, another wave of ascension, right? But in the meantime, we all have to practice being super, super present and not playing into the fear factor. Now, in a minute or two, we're going to do that exercise that I want to show it to you guys. And then tomorrow, I've actually scheduled a day off for myself. And in that day off, I'm going to be working on a meditation that I'm still trying to figure out how to work the technology of, because I am awful with technology. I have to be honest with you. It's not my strong suit. Being in the higher realms, really good at that. Technology, not so much. So I promise you, those of you that have been on other calls, I really am working on this. It's not that I keep putting it off. It's just like I getting the two files, the sound and the voice, to kind of like do its thing, blend, and then put it in a file that is compatible that you guys can all download. That's this girl's challenge right now, right? So I am working on that for you. I will promise you that I will have that out in the next couple of days. If you're not on my newsletter, please sign up at my website if you want to receive correspondence, because I am going to be putting that meditation in that email, since you're all on there, and send that out to you so you guys have it, okay? And then you're going to get this file too with this and any other classes. So the other part of the importance of this is, so I did a video a couple days ago on how to, you know, be present during this time, because this is really kind of a challenging time for all of us, right? So, because you have to remember, what's really important about this whole time is that we flow through it, right? This is where we are all learning to step into our higher elevated self, okay? We're all learning how to really go with the flow. We're learning how to let go of the old constructs, the old box that we put ourselves in, the old ways of thinking. It can only be this way. That's the only way it works, right? But it's not. And there's more that's going to be presenting, that's going to show us things are going to be different. Things are going to change, right? And so if you can hold this perception, because this is real powerful, and my team just gave this to me and it was so powerful, right? So let's all close our eyes for just a second, and I want to take you through a visual, and you can go to my YouTube and listen to this video 1,000 times. It's about my best friend. She called me right after the Minnesota fire started, right after they started rioting there and they burned everything down. She called me the next day. She was in hysterics and she said, "I need your help." She's a brilliant galactic channel, brilliant social worker, but she just had a meltdown, and this came out of that. So let's all close our eyes. I'm going to take you on a journey, and I want you to see how easy this is, okay? So the first thing I want you to imagine is that you are in a movie theater that allows us to play all the way up to 7th dimension. So we're stepping into a movie theater. It's kind of dark in there, and you all find your seats, and your seats have a very high back on them, okay? And you can see the movie clearly. Nobody's head is in your way. You see the movie clearly, and the movie's just beginning. And as you sit in your chair, you sit back in your chair, and as you sit back in your chair, all of a sudden, these bars, like the Disney rides that take you through Space Mountain, comes over your shoulders and clamps your upper body into the chair you're sitting in, and another bar comes over your lap. And now you realize you're belted into your seat, you can't go anywhere, you can't move, and you have to watch this movie to the end. And so here you are sitting in this chair, completely belted in, strapped in, the bars are over your shoulders, realizing that as you're watching this movie, you do not like the movie that's playing. How many times have we experienced that, where we just did not like that movie and we wanted to just get up and go, and we could, we had the freedom, but now we don't. And so this movie is going to be playing. You cover your eyes, you look away, you talk to your friend, and the movie continues to play. And it continues to play. And what you realize is that you don't have to interact with the movie that's playing out on the screen. There was a time where we had the Rocky Horror Picture Show and people were going to the movie theater to squirt the water guns, throw the toilet paper, and participate in the movie as part of the audience. But this is not that type of movie, and you do not have to participate. You can be a conscious observer and watch everything that is playing out on the screen in front of you, knowing that it is merely a storyline that has been written in the time of history that must play out. Even if you know what the ending is, it must still play out. It cannot end ahead of time. And the only thing you can do is eat your popcorn and drink your drink and relax and watch the show. And just take that in for a second. Just let yourself take that in. Just breathe that into your physical body. And now as you're having that awareness that this is what's playing out in the holographic reality, regardless of anything, the only thing that is of any importance is how you are choosing to interact. If you are choosing to interact in it, then how you are interacting will impact you and your life. If you are choosing not to interact, then the impact will be minimal. If you are choosing to impact in a big way, let's say a rioter who wants to throw bricks or burn a store, then the impact in your life might be in a bigger way. And we choose it all through free will. So I want you to continue to stay here in this place and now start to breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, and just find your natural rhythm, taking a nice long breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, breathing that breath in through your nose as your body begins to relax and you feel your mind begin to relax. Feeling yourself going into complete acceptance, knowing that this is your truth. Breathing out any stress or concerns. And as you're breathing in and out, tuning into your body, tuning into how your body is feeling. And as you are tuning into how your body is feeling, I want you to bring your consciousness down from the center of your head, walk it all the way down, right into your heart center. And as you walk it all the way down, it hits your heart center, and I want you to feel the effect of it hitting your heart center. Feel the effect of your consciousness filling your heart space and spilling over and filling the rest of your body. And now as you are in this place within your heart center, I want you to ask yourself, am I safe? And that answer, yes, is from the higher self, letting you know that you are safe. Am I in control? And again, the answer is yes. And now from the highest perspective, I am a divine co-creator with my universe. And just feel how that feels in your body. Just letting yourself feel that. I am an ascended master walking on earth in this human experience, and just take that in as well. And now I want you to imagine that you
amplify your field by just thinking it. I just think it, amplify my field, and suddenly I have this amazing golden light around me, the Christed light, the crystalline light. And as you have that crystalline, Christed light around you, I want you to imagine that you are now expanding that light around your home, around your dwelling. And I want you to see it forming a dome over you, over your home, over your city, over your state. And that crystalline light is forming a web of the flower of life grid, the intricacies of all that is, the Vesica Pisces, and allowing for that balance to be imparted where there is only love, kindness, safety, compassion, and happiness. And just impart that in your beautiful golden web. And feel how safe that makes you feel. Feel how beautiful that is to be in that light. And now I want you to tell your higher self that anytime I forget that I am an aspect of source consciousness, I would like you to remind me, higher self. I would like you to let me know that I have stepped outside of myself as a divine co-creator with my universe, so that I may come back online knowing that I am always safe and protected. And just anchor that in this moment, breathing in, being aware of all that you are. Knowing that at any moment you can call on that beautiful golden web, that golden dome of the flower of life, and allow it to surround you, above you, around you, beneath you. Holding you in its love, magnifying all that you are. And now bring those breaths back into your heart center and anchor this consciousness into your heart center. And as you're anchoring into your heart center, I want you to be consciously aware of creating the balance between the divine masculine and the divine feminine within, allowing yourself to begin to adjust the balance and that perfection. Raising yourself into that divine child, divine creator aspect that you are. And as you continue to breathe in and out, I want you to continue to know that you are love eternal. And as you're breathing in and out, begin to become aware of your physical body, becoming aware of your own presence, becoming aware of yourself seated where you are. Becoming aware of the room you are in. becoming aware of the sound of my voice, and allow yourself to begin to come back into your state of oneness within your body. And when you're ready, you may return. Okay. So those are some tools that you guys can use. It's all on the recording. And I would work with that as often as possible. That was a divine transmission coming through. I did not have an intention to do that as that depth, but that was what was coming through. And so just take that, work with that energy that was coming through from source, from all of your higher selves. Really, that was what the channel was from. It was from the higher self of each one of you, even those that are not on this call. So, yes? Yeah? Okay. All right. So just a few more things. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to open this up, and I want to hear from you guys, and we'll talk about what's going on with you guys. All right. So this is really going to anchor you in so many ways. This exercise, when you start to do it, you do it anywhere, like literally anywhere, and it will shift you really fast. The more you do it, and I know some of you are working with it already, but the more you do it, the faster it shifts you. It's amazing. When you become very present and you're in your awareness of all things, especially yourself and how you're creating your reality, you're unstoppable, right? And so you just keep expanding. And that's where we want to be right now, as we're letting go of the old programs, old belief systems. Oh, it has to be done this way, as opposed to this way, right? And it's letting go of how we thought things could be. It took me a long time. I left a very corporate job in 2008 to do this full time. And I had a hard time. I was working a job that required me to work 16-hour days. I had never had freedom. I remember being on my honeymoon in Hawaii in 2005. And they called me because they needed me for a conference. And it was like 3:00 in the morning in Hawaii. And they didn't care, you know. So, you know, a lot has changed since then, and I am always in flow with everything, and that's where I want you guys to be, because what I see going forward for our future is going to be a future that's going to shift consciously, financially, on a global level, right? We're all going to be in an amazing place, right? This is what my guides have showed me. It's not what anybody's telling me. It's what I'm seeing unfolding, okay? And it's going to shift us in such a way that it's going to change. It has to change everybody's thinking, because we're going to shift how we're going to be using money eventually in the future, which is going to be a really good thing for all of us, right? And it's going to actually, it's going to be uncomfortable at first, but it's going to make us come together, you know, on, as a collective, okay? So that's really going to be pretty cool. But it's going to require us to get out of our own way and stop thinking that things can only be a certain way. All right. So we have to be really conscious. So I want to challenge you guys with that. Those of you, especially that are taking the series, because we're going to be working on this each week that we meet. Okay. And going through all of these different aspects. It's really powerful. So let me see what else I need to give you guys. Cause like I have lists here. And this time, really important, those of you that are going to connect with me next week, make sure that you're writing down. I want you guys to do a little bit of journaling. And for next week's class, I want you to talk to me about how far you feel you've come in the week since this week going into next week's class, okay? And then what we're going to do is we're going to, next week,
Because the flow will kind of be the same. I'll be able to give it a little bit more personalized attention with each one of you, which will be good for each of you, because then you'll get to hear the others and we'll work through all of the little things, which is going to bring us back into a greater wholeness with each other, right? Because if one is struggling with something, everybody is. It's just in different increments or in different ways, okay? So we'll be doing more one-on-ones next week, and then preparing for the next eclipse after that. But we have this 2-week period coming up, the rest of this week and then the next 2 weeks, to work through this energy of the lunar moon. So we have a lot of good stuff to work through. And so the other thing that I want you guys to think about is the truth that you've uncovered about your healing process, right? So what is this making you realize about yourself, and what are you seeing yourself wanting to shift, right, or thinking about? And I will put this in the email for those that are going to be continuing on, so you don't have to try and remember it, but we'll come into this. All right, so it's going to blow open your spiritual gifts, right? The work, the very deep work is going to blow up your spiritual gifts. It's also going to make communication with spirit, with your higher self. That's really my focus here, you know, is getting you connected to your higher self. So we're going to focus on that. And we're going to work through more of the 3D constructs, those limitations with duality and polarity, where we feel stuck at times, where we think it has to be one way and we have to break that cycle out, right? We'll be doing some more work with maybe abundance and stuff like that. You guys can tell me what you want to work on in particular, and we'll work through that. Yeah, because the injustice part of this that we're going to be working through is going to bring up that polarity, right? So that struggle, that conflict, and that really needs to be cleared. So we can do some of that work here, because all of this will line you up for releasing what is no longer and stepping into that rebirthing process. But you have to remember, as we get to the end of this year, 11, the month of November is the 11. That is the month of manifestation, right? So we want to get through this shift so that we can get into that 11 manifestation. And then when we get in, because October is the one, is the new beginnings, December 12 breaks down into 3. Now we go into expansion of the new year that's coming up. And that year is going to be 2021, which is going to be a 5-year about change and freedom. Now, so this whole timeline that we're on now going forward, because it's what the cosmos, what the universal energies are bringing in, is pulling in this 7-year passageway that we're in now, right? So this is year 1. We're going through 7 years. Think about the significance of 7. It's a very spiritual number. 7 years of change. You guys are going to be the pioneers for this. You guys are going to be the way showers for the new people that are coming on board, that are opening up to this, that are not aware, that don't know how to do this, right? So you'll have all of the tools and all of the knowledge to set yourself up with this. So it's gonna be really, really cool to have all of this information with you going through the next transformation within, as we go through the next 6 months of this year. It's very powerful stuff. What else do I need to give you? So let's see. So yeah, we're in a turning point, and as I've said earlier too, is, you know, it's about liberation. We all want to be liberated. The old ways, the old paradigms, those old systems, they don't work, and they were built on false platforms. Okay, so as we start to unfold more of this year going forward, we're going to start to see some things come to light that may be uncovered as untruths, okay? And so the more foundation we have with not taking in somebody else's truth, right, but going in and seeing what is our truth, what is my truth, heart center, right? Heart center energy, so important, because that's always where your higher self is going to be for you to access, right? So we need to learn to go there. We need to connect in. Now, I will tell you real quick, because we'll talk about the energy that is on the earth plane right now, which is the higher heart energy. We're seeing that playing out in the sky. I just posted a picture the other day of some clouds that looked very etheric and almost holographic. They were pink and purple and kind of blue, right? And that energy is very plasma in nature, and it's got all these new light codes moving in with it. We're in heavy, heavy plasma energy, okay? Plasma is the roto-rooter of the body. Now, when you guys, I want you to start paying attention, for those of you that are interested in doing the deeper energy work, I want you to start paying attention to how your body is feeling, okay? Make notes and take inventory of how your body is feeling. This is how we learn, right? When gamma energy comes in, we just had a massive burst of gamma through a solar flare, right? I think we had a G5 solar flare, which was mega solar flare. So a couple days ago, you guys, some of you might have had headache and been like, oh, I had a headache out of nowhere. Don't know what, you know, you get that real heavy feeling in the mask of your face. Third eye usually is affected. Sometimes it's at the back of the neck. This is where the light codes enter. And then we get that shoulder pain, the neck pain. And it's just like, oh my God, everything hurts me in my neck area. My shoulders are achy, right? That energy makes us feel like an ever-ready rabbit, okay? And that energy, when it comes into your physical, you'll lay down at night and you'll feel it running through your hands. You'll feel the electricity. So you'll feel it coming through your hands. Sometimes you feel it going down your legs. And you know, some of you are smiling because you probably have been feeling it because gamma is very intense when it comes through. It creates the heart palps, right? So when we have those bursts and then we're sitting there and we're feeling like our heart is here, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's like somebody's got their hand around your throat and you're like, what the heck is going on? I feel like my throat is being squeezed out. It is, it's gamma. And that gamma energy is very, very intensified. And the reason it's intensified is because it's working through your immune system, and it's also working through your nervous system. So think about that. It's working through your nervous system, okay? Immune system, nervous system. If you're worried about COVID-19, stop, okay? Your body knows what to do. You do not need to worry about that. Your body is in complete control, okay? That was one of the first things I learned as an herbalist. And then when I connected to the higher self, my higher self was like, you're in control of all of it. If you have an illness, you give it to yourself. So if you did something, you unwind it. We have to fix it. We have to shift it. It's a collective of a stronghold belief, right? So we have a belief and we have an emotion, and we marry the two together, and that's actually what makes us sick. So this energy, this stuff is working through the body. Next time we meet, I'm probably going to give you some supplements that would be good. You can research them. I would not be telling you you have to take them, but some supplements that you might want to look into that might be good for you, right? And so we'll talk about that. And then, so that's gamma. And then we have plasma. So plasma is very interesting. When the clouds in the sky are very pulled apart, very stretched out, that's photonic light, right? Very, very, it looks like you pulled cotton apart, right? That's photonic light. The clouds don't make sense. They're not big and fluffy. Those big cut clouds, that's not photonic light. When they have an edge around them, not photonic light, right? That is other light code energy, other energies coming through. Photonic light, you know, because the clouds are smeared across the sky, right? The importance of photonic light is, photonic light is what makes you foggy, groggy. It puts you to sleep. Okay. Now, the reason that's important is because when we go through an energetic upgrade, when we are going through a DNA activation, I had one earlier today. Okay. And it took me completely offline. I had to lay down. I couldn't do anything. That's photonic light coming through. It comes through. It wants to upgrade our electromagnetic field. It wants to upgrade our DNA. It wants to activate those junk strands of DNA to come online. And so what it does is, as it works through our body, It puts us to sleep, and it takes all of that distorted light energy and it brings it to the surface of our field, right? So it's photonic light is bringing that light source to the edge of our field, okay? Now, the reason that's important is because that light then comes up. That's all the distortions. It's all the outdated beliefs, all the lack programming. It's old belief systems. It's, karmic ties, different things like that, right? And so what it does, it brings it to the up against the field. And then plasma, you'll notice, because when you take a picture of the sun or you look at the clouds, it looks distorted. It looks like a hologram, right? It doesn't look clear. It's kind of like it's got a wave to it. It's almost like you put like a lens of distortion in front of your camera and you take a picture and it kind of smears the sunlight, right? It smears it. It's not crystal, okay? And then sometimes you get the halo around the sun with that picture, right? That's plasma light. So when you get plasma, what happens with that is the plasma comes through your body like Roto-Rooter, okay? And it takes that photonic, that distortion, the photonic light put to the surface. It's like putting your garbage out to the curb. So it takes your garbage that you put out to the curb out of your body. So Roto-Rooter plasma comes right through the body, kicks all of that out of the field. You're going to feel gurgling happening. Sometimes you don't feel good. You might have like a problem with your stomach, right? You might feel like stomach ache or your food doesn't agree with you. Plasma will also make you feel cold. Your hands get extremely cold. Your feet get extremely cold. You can't seem to warm yourself up. And the reason for that is you get really cold and the cold makes you contracted, right? Because now you're going inward to do some more work energetically through activations. And then the heat, you heat up and you go into expansion. And that's when you have an expansion of consciousness, okay? That's plasma, all right? So when you get cold, we contract to go inward. We have to rest. We lay down because we're freezing and we're trying to get warm and we feel like we're sick, we have a flu. And then we all of a sudden feel super hot, like I did a few minutes ago. I got hot during the class as I was going into an expanded state because I was connecting with all your higher selves and it brought me into that meditation that we did. Right? So this is where it's very important to understand these energetic flows so that we could do a really good job of navigating the flow. Okay. So hopefully that makes sense to you guys. It's really important. Once you have an understanding of the energy, you'll be like, oh, this is photonic light. I better go and lay down in bed because I'm not going to be functional. I won't be able to even remember my name. Okay. Half the time I can't talk when I have photonic light coming in. It's bizarreness, but and I always feel like I have delay of thought, right? Like I have this, all of this stuff I want to say, and then there is this delay with it coming to the surface. So that's the different frequencies that we're in now. All right. So really good to take an inventory and see what you're playing in. And don't make it work. Make it fun because it is fun, right? And so if anybody has any questions, I would love to help you guys out by answering some questions. Anybody have any questions? No questions? Nothing's going on for any of you that you need help working through? No? Okay. Is there something else you want me to talk about? Anything? No? I want to give you guys an opportunity to maximize the class if you have anything. I know as we get going, you'll have more questions the next class, those of you that are joining the next class. But all right. So I will be sending out this recording as soon as it's available to you. And I'll put the homework in there so that if you are wanting to track any of this for the next classes, you guys can do that.
And this way you could stay on track with your progress and work through some of what's going to be presenting for us. And I think that's it for now. All right. So, all right, everybody unmute so that we could say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Great connecting with you guys. So thank you so much. And I look forward to the next class. And if anything comes up, just shoot me an email. Okay.
Thank you.
Love you. Thank you. Bye. Bye.